Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma.
Kerwin Jones here, and welcome to this edition of The Voice of José Martí. In these programs, we are seeking to profile Martí based on a selection of both his own writings and of others more recent. Today and over the next few weeks, our programs are based on the PhD thesis, The Socio-Political Thought of José Martí, His Plans for the Liberated Patria, by John M. Kirk of April 1977. John Kirk writes, by the end of 1890, disillusionment with the United States had firmly set in, and that country no longer appeared to Martí as the beacon of hope and the inspiration for a liberated Cuba that he had earlier conceived it to be. It appears that Martí's disillusionment with the United States society began in the latter half of 1880. It can be claimed with some justification that a year later, Martí had arrived at what would later prove to be his definitive stance on North American political life, an interpretation that, in fact, could be subtitled, What to Avoid in a Liberated Cuba. Writing in October of 1881, Martí informed his Latin American readers of the existence of powerful business interests that controlled the official policies of both the Republic and Democratic parties, and blatantly manipulated these parties in order to further their own ends. These lead corporations that are accustomed to scandalous traffic to mutually ensure victory in the elections for certain employees prevented them from participating in healthy and austere parties whose purity would not have allowed the usual maneuvers or whose competence is feared. With a few exceptions, the most notable being the early years, 1885-1886, of Grover Cleveland's first presidency, when Martí wholeheartedly supported the president's attempts to escape from the clutches of this powerful ruling bloc that would prove to be the general reaction of Martí to politics as practiced in the United States. His understanding of the major social issues and fundamental problems of U.S. society would also develop during this time, eventually reaching a peak with the Haymarket riots in Chicago and the resulting trial in 1886 and 87, all of these lessons serving to illustrate to Martí the pitfalls of North American so-called liberty. The profound disappointment of Martí at the apparent overlooking of the noble traditions of the United States by the nation as a whole, the many major social problems and flagrant abuses of political power, referring to the Democrats as better off because of the fact of not being in the government, all combined to increase both his disillusionment at the United States for squandering this potential, and, too, this determination that such mistakes must at all costs be avoided in the liberated patria. He had arrived in 1880, hoping that the United States would prove a valuable inspiration for his own master plan for the liberated Cuban Republic. But by 1885, at the very latest, Martí was convinced that, in fact, he had been gravely mistaken. He still advocated studying the reality of North America, but now, instead of seeking inspiration, Martí advised his fellow Latin Americans to use the United States as a model of what to avoid in the future Cuban Republic. Where it sins, where it errs, where it stumbles, it is necessary to study this people, not to stumble like them. They are a great people, and the only people where a man can be so, but by force of pride in their prosperity, and always striving to maintain their appetites, they have become moral pygmies, judgment poisoned in a guilty adoration of every success. Based on his observations of the problems faced by North American society, Martí steadily became aware that his hopes had been ill-founded, and that the United States, which he had earlier viewed as an invaluable social experiment with great relevance for the future of mankind, had carelessly abused its vast potential. Racial problems were rampant. Chinese, Indians, and black Americans were widely discriminated against. Political life was both cynically regarded and widely abused. Industrial magnates and powerful labor groups faced each other menacingly, all leading Martí to predict in March of 1882 that the United States is unleashing a tremendous social battle, se libra la batalla social tremenda. The grand social experiment had failed. Martí concluded, this North is like a galvanized mummy, the pure example and violent action, and land where everything expels us. For Marti, then, the United States had flagrantly ignored its great tradition of freedom and dignity, deliberately replacing it with a cult of materialism. A new America had thus arisen, one who was far removed from the noble origins of the Republic. Moreover, as Marti came to realize that the United States did not represent the shining example of hope for humanity that he had earlier conceived it to be, he began to analyze the basic characteristics of the new American nation, concluding in 1886 that the common trait of his society was a general rudeness of spirit that afflicts both expansive and delicate minds, each one for himself, fortune as the only object of life. And that's it for today from the voice of José Martí. I'm Gerwin Jones.
Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la fama. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la fama.